People in Massachusetts who use marijuana to treat medical conditions face challenges that don't exist with other types of medicine, chief among them, what's in it. Testing is just beginning here to help consumers differentiate one type of pot from another and to make sure it isn't laced with contaminants. WBUR's Martha Biebinger visited the first lab in the state testing pot for patients and growers and has this report.
Jack Boyle reaches across the marble island in his kitchen for a small blue glass bottle with a black rubber cap. He holds it to the light, shaking the liquid, a marijuana concentrate.
The person who made this didn't make it properly.
Boyle's wife, Susan Lucas, uses the marijuana concentrate, or tincture, to prevent epileptic seizures. The first batch helped, but when Boyle went back for more, the effects faded.
Sue started seeing her symptoms come back. And so we immediately took it to the lab, had it tested, and he told us that it didn't have the CBD in it.
CBD is one of the compounds in marijuana that supporters say has medicinal value. The second batch apparently was not heated enough to activate the CBD.
Like 260 degrees Fahrenheit for about an hour. Some people say 280, some people say much lower.
So Boyle is learning how to make a perfect concentrate on his own, in his kitchen, in Stowe. He has a brand new crock pot and a recipe for marijuana tinctures he found on the internet.
I'll make a batch and I'll have Michael Kahn test it again. And if it matches up to at least as strong as the first batch, then we're good to go for the next 6 months to a year. It's my wife. I just want to do the best I can.
Michael Kahn, who Boyle just mentioned, is an analytical chemist and president of Massachusetts Cannabis Research, or MCR Labs, in Framingham. It's the first marijuana testing lab to open in the state.
We take a photo of the samples. We weigh out the sample accurately.
The lab is one small room where chemists analyze marijuana samples or extract the active compounds in tinctures, cookies, drinks, gummy bears, anything infused with marijuana.
This is a pure CBD. We separate it from CBDA. We separate it from CBN.
Kahn has decided, with some guidance from doctors who support the use of marijuana, to test each sample for six cannabinoids, some believed to help relieve pain, others to improve appetite. No two strains of marijuana are alike. One might have lots of CBD and another lots of THC, the chemical that makes people high. Kahn says there's a wide range in the effects that even the same strain can have on patients.
One specific example is Blue Dream. We've tested it, 10, 15 times from different providers, different caregivers, different patients have grown it, probably in different conditions. And we've seen that strain go from 5% to 25% THC.
There may be more consistency among plants once dispensaries open later this year or early next. They will be required to grow all of the marijuana they sell, test it, and put the results on a label. Labs will be required to look for heavy metals, mold, mildew, and pesticides. It's not clear yet which chemical compounds the state will require on labels or how often dispensaries will have to test their product. Karen Van Unen, director of the state's Medical Use of Marijuana Program, says rules will be out soon, but may be adjusted as this new industry takes shape across the country.
This being brand new, everybody and the states that we have been talking to, they're all looking at this very topic and trying to figure out what should the standards be, and therefore then how do you ensure compliance with the standards.
There is no government agency like the Food and Drug Administration that is establishing standards for growing, testing, processing, or distributing marijuana because the drug is illegal in the eyes of the federal government. One pro-marijuana group, Americans for Safe Access, is recommending uniform testing guidelines that it hopes states will adopt. The group's senior scientist, Jehan Marcoux, says marijuana labs are becoming more professional.
It's moving away from a black box approach, from people just being comfortable enough with sprinkling some cannabis into a machine. As more new states are coming online, they're requiring basic product safety information.
In Framingham, MCR Lab tests samples for individual patients and expects to contract with dispensary owners. The test costs $70 for a single sample and $50 for three or more. Kahn says the fee includes a calculator that translates test results into an accurate marijuana dose.
We're trying to shed some light on this and move it toward the pharmaceutical approach where you actually are informed of the dose that you might receive.
And who will set the recommended dose? State regulators say that will be the job of the dispensaries. Dosage will not be the only variable. The effects of smoking or vaporizing marijuana are immediate, but don't last as long as eating cookies or brownies, where digestion slows but prolongs the effects. In a world where most prescriptions are tightly regulated, turning marijuana into a legal medicine is a new frontier. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.